The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org. Good evening. Good evening. Welcome, welcome. Wherever you are, and if you're here in person, live, or if you're listening to this sometime in the future. Warm welcome. So we'll start with a little bit of a guided meditation. I tend not to do a lot of guidance. Just maybe dropping in some direction that we might consider. But checking in with the body, feeling connected and grounded, embodied. And feeling the pressure against the body from the whatever it is you're sitting on. The chair, the cushion, the bench, the couch, whatever it might be. And then letting the attention rest on the sensations of breathing. Feeling the expansion and contraction in the chest or the abdomen. Or maybe feeling the air going in and out of the nose. Nothing in particular needs to be happening. Just being with the sensations of breathing. When the mind wanders, as it's apt to do, we just very simply, gently begin again with the sensations of breathing. feeling the in-breath and feeling the out-breath. And can we acknowledge, feel into that we're sitting together, looking at the chat box, people from Ohio, Brazil, Seattle, Chicago, here in the Bay Area. Feeling the support of sitting together with others. Even if we are all of us in our own space, still we're sharing this experience. There's a kind of delight to be connected with others while we sit. In some kind of way, we're connected to others who are sitting right now, but also there are others who have made it possible for us to sit now, whether it's in a direct way, they're watching the kids or have agreed to not disturb us for this time, or whatever it might be, or perhaps a little bit more indirectly. Helped us with the food on the table, the person at the grocery store, person who helped put the fruits and vegetables. Maybe somebody helped you with your car if you drove, an oil change. The clothes you wear were purchased most likely somewhere, a person. person made them, packaged them, sold them, drove the truck, taking them from place to place. Feeling this connection with others. Can we feel supported in this way? Knowing that even if we are sitting alone in a room, there are ways in which we are connected with others. this recognition that we're not as isolated or independent as it might seem or sometimes we feel. It's true, certainly with this pandemic, many of us spend time alone. But it's also true that we're not completely independent, we're connected. And this just naturally becomes more obvious as we practice. And as we practice, we just naturally don't want to cause harm, not only to ourselves, but to others. So with this recognition of the countless ways in which we are connected and support one another, may this practice be a support not only for us, but for others. And may all beings be free from suffering.